Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So what's the 100? The Carolina's number one for new country. Man, I'm glad to have this guy on. We kind of started our year out with this guy. We're going to end it with this guy, it sounds like, too. Mr. Matt Stell here.
Guess it's just one place I haven't gone. I've moved everywhere.
Matt Stell, what's up, my man? How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing pretty well. How are y'all this morning?
I'm good. I got to tell you, man, I feel like you may have jinxed us, okay? And I'm not trying to be mean to start off the interview here, but you were our last concert we had before the whole world came to a screeching halt. What the heck did you do, man? What did you do?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Isn't it crazy? And that feels like about 10 years ago.
It does, you know? Man. The fact that was only February, and it literally feels like I haven't seen you in over a year. It's been a hell of a year, hasn't it?
It 100% has. It sure has. It's very different in a lot of ways, but, you know, it looks like everybody's kind of trying to cut a new groove and figure out a new normal. So I know that's definitely the case on our end.
Heck yeah, man. I tell you, you know, with everyone being shut down, obviously you guys taking off the road immediately, you adapted really quickly with the kind of online concerts that your social, man, and that's what's helped you stay relevant through this, man, to the fact where Everywhere But On is about to be your second number one hit. How'd that feel? Pretty good, right?
Man, it's crazy. It takes such a big team of people, from the writers to my team, management, label, and then, you know, radio. All being passionate about their jobs and passionate about the project to have any kind of success. So it's always fun to celebrate it because it really is a big thing.
Man, I tell you, the first time I heard your first number one, which was Prayed For You, I remember looking at my boss and I was like, this guy is good. This guy's going to be around for a while. And now to see you coming up with a second number one here, man, I'm so happy for you. This looks like it's going to be a really good career in country music for you.
Well, you know, that's incredible. It took a while to get started, but once we got some wind underneath our wings, you know, we were able to get some music out and, you know, that was resonating with people. And that's the whole reason I wanted to do it in the first place, man, was because, you know, music makes me feel a way that nothing else does. And I just wanted to be able to kind of do that from the other end of it, you know, kind of make music that matters to people. And so anytime that folks, let me know that a song's in a wedding or they do a cover video or something like that or anything like that, and listen to the music, it's just really a dream come true. As cliche as that sounds, but it really is.
That's awesome, man. And I know, you know, your backstory, you were a big college basketball player, and then you had the choice to either go country music or into medical school. I mean, was it just for you, was it just you love playing the music? Is that kind of what drove you to Nashville and Music City?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd been in Nashville for a couple years trying to get a publishing deal so I could write songs and maybe see what that turned into. And so I'd been here for a couple years and nothing had panned out yet. And in that time, I took a medical outreach missions trip to Haiti with a group. And I worked alongside of doctors and pharmacists for a week, staff in a clinic, and I really saw how they could improve people's lives. So when I got back to Nashville, I was like, well, you know, maybe music will just be something I'm passionate about, but I won't do it for a job. And, you know, if I was ever going to do something else, I thought, man, I would love to be able to do what these folks did on this trip. And so I applied to I'd been to school, but I needed like all my hard sciences basically. So, there was a program that catered to people like me to get you what you needed if you already had a degree, and that way you could apply to med school. And so I was really about 2 months from leaving Nashville and doing that when I got the call and got an offer for a publishing deal from Ash Bowers, who I ended up writing Prayed For You with. And man, just kind of from there, everything, you know, that turned into a turned into an EP, and that turned into a single and a song on the radio, and that turned into a record deal, and here we sit, you know. So it's a crazy, crazy ride, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah, that's one of the things, too, but when Prayed For You came out, I heard about you from other people and friends of mine from streaming playlists and everything before I had even a record label come to me about it, you know? And so finally when the record label came to me about it, I was like, oh my God, I love this dude. They're like, you know Matt? I'm like, yeah. I was like, I've been listening to it. And it's cool to see how you've kind of come around. And I don't want to say you went about it a different way, but you went about it in a real organic way, it seems.
Yeah. And you know, that's very true. And you know, as a songwriter, you know, that's what you hope, is you can make music and put it out in the world and get the ball rolling for itself, and then you kind of build on that. And so that was the experience with Prayed For You and how it kind of changed my life. And then that allowed me to, you know, release this song, Everywhere But On, which is really one of my favorite songs I've ever written. It's a song I've lived a bunch of the life in this song, and it's I wrote with a couple of my really good friends, and it just really is one of my favorite songs that I've ever been a part of. So to be able to have that on the radio right now and people listening to it, I mean, that's just really the whole reason that I wanted to do it in the first place. So we're pandemic aside, we're riding pretty high.
Heck yeah, I'm saying more than just listen to it, man. Going to be your second number one. I'm looking at Media Base right now. It's currently sitting at number one, so I'm sure that'll hold on till Saturday. So that's a pretty good feeling, man. In the middle of all this craziness, a number one song. Man. You know, artists work their whole life to try to get one, and you're going on to number two, man. I love that.
Well, man, I really appreciate it, and it doesn't happen without, you know, like I said, folks that are passionate about music. You know, that's what we all have in common in radio, from radio to labels to songwriters to, you know, publicists, everybody that works in this business, managers, everybody just has a passion for music. That's what we all have in common, it seems like. And, you know, just to get kind of put music out in the world and have people respond to it, man, that's the trophy there. That's the finish line. So
we're
excited about that.
So what do you do during the pandemic? What's your go-to now, since you're not, you know, on the road or practicing as much? What's your pass time now?
Yeah, man. You know, honestly, I'm able to write a lot of songs right now, which is great, because I wouldn't have the time typically. So I know myself and a lot of my friends, we've really been able to write a bunch of music, which has been great. I've also been playing some golf too. I love to play golf.
Nice.
And I'll probably get in the deer woods here pretty soon, and, do some hunting and kind of do those kinds of things that I sometimes don't have time to do, or didn't really have time to do last year for sure, maybe the last couple of years.
So yeah,
not as much as I wanted to anyway.
I found myself watching every YouTube video possible on woodworking and teach myself how to build and do stuff. My wife's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm going to go try to build a table. She's like, oh my God, okay.
Hey, man. But I totally know what you mean. My buddy and I, he used to fix up these motorcycles and get them running and kind of flip them. And he found a bike, and I was like, man, let's just work on it in my garage during the pandemic. And it has been a nightmare. I learned how to rebuild a Honda CB 400, that's for sure. So,
awesome.
I have also done that.
I'd say if it wasn't for YouTube being able to Google, or, you know, exactly how do I do this, I don't know what I would get done around this house, man. I'm telling you what.
Oh, man, 100%. And there's something about wanting to work with your hands during this time.
Man.
I've noticed that people want to do just like woodworking or messing with these motorcycles, or even like, you know, cooking or bread baking that a lot of people are doing. You know, it's like, for whatever reason, I guess since folks are home and trying to find different activities, you know, it makes you want to. But you want to work with your hands.
Man.
You know, I miss doing that for sure.
Hey, let me ask you before I let you go. I know you've got a foundation called the Give a Damn Foundation. And first off, this is a fantastic name. But you got to tell me a little bit about that and what it does. Because this is, to me, you know, you see a lot of artists have the foundations that you can donate to. But I love what yours, how it kind of got started. Tell me about it.
Well, man, I mean, the long story short, I get to live the dream. I get to live my dream every day. I want to do anything I can to help other people's, you know, dreams come true, or to fight for great causes. And, so, you know, my favorite thing about playing music is, you know, get together and the feeling, like I said earlier, but man, what can make it better is doing it all for a good cause, no matter how much fun you're having. And that was kind of the idea. Like it was like, let's just add on to what we're doing for a good cause while we're, you know, raging face, and then at the end of the day, we'll have been able to do something that's positive, you know, for people. And so we've been able to raise some money and give it to some charities that really mean a lot to me, you know, including St. Jude and Music Cares and stuff like that. So we're actually gearing up to do a little something with that here coming up. But yeah, man, it's just basically my way of giving back.
Man, that's awesome. I love that. The Give a Damn Foundation. Well, Matt, we can't tell you congrats enough on Everywhere But On, about to be number one, your follow-up to Prayed For You. I mean, like I said, I'm feeling you're going to be around for a while. We're definitely going to get to enjoy more of your music. And hopefully next time we have you through Whistleland, the whole world won't shut down a few weeks later, because that'd be really nice, you know?
I know. I can't wait.
I told Kix, I was like, man, this poor artist, they must think that you go to Whistleland, it's just going to break. We're not going back there again.
We'll be back there as soon as we can, man. No, in all seriousness, we chomping at the bit to get it going.
Heck yeah, man. Well, hey, best of luck to you, man, as we get through this. Hopefully we get this year put behind us. Everyone gets back out on the road. And, man, good luck and congratulations with everything, man. We're so proud of you.
Hey, appreciate y'all. We'll see you very soon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.